T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 6:19, Dusty and Cam in the morning. You left us with quite the tease, Mr. Cleveland. Sports bubbles. Albert Bell, on this day in sports history, made $10 million from the Chicago White Sox. That was almost $1 million more than the entire Pirates payroll, and that sparked an idea in your mind.
Well, it's not an idea. It's more of a reality, I think. It's more of a reality of, we were all expecting eventually there's resets. Mm-hmm. Financially, there's resets. There's times where bubbles pop, and just like in you with the financials in the late 2000s. I think we were looking at sports and taking it for granted that it was just going to keep going up and up and up. Remember I said it was like, oh, this is sports is recession proof. Well, it's not pandemic proof. That's for certain. And we're seeing salary cuts. We're seeing what's called revenue drops. You mentioned about the stadium article and Brett McMurphy talking about how athletic directors think there's going to be a potential of almost half of the Division I that were surveyed. Athletic directors think there couldn't even be fall sports, which means football. And I mentioned yesterday, and we discussed it a little bit, about football being too big to fail, in a sense that it's like a huge bank. And if it does fall, then it causes major ramifications for so many industries, hospitality industries and all the things that are part of that, salaries, coaches, and there's just kind of this windfall of resetting. Sports, in my mind, and as I'm looking at it, and we're taking priorities, is because sports is just low on the priorities for a lot of people right now. It really is. Sports feels like this could be the bubble that could reset the market. This could be the time where, just like we'll talk about later about Jadeveon Clowney figuring out, oh, what's my market value? These inflated numbers of what the valuation of an industry is, or what, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are worth $5.8 billion. Are they really? Is that on paper or is that liquid? What is some of this happening? Because there's going to be a lot of resets from the financial market to stocks to all the things that we take for granted. And we are looking at inflation. I know it's a big, big, big ask. But maybe sports needed a reset button. Maybe there was, to the point where RJ mentioned yesterday, why are ticket prices so exorbitant? Why can't I go to a game and have to spend $1,000 on my family? I'm not saying things happen for a reason. I mean, sometimes I believe that. That's my own belief sometimes. I'm not going to push that on anybody else. You believe in what you want to believe, that your higher power, your faith, or whatever you want to believe. But this, when it comes to sports, feels like the button and the bubble has popped.
Yeah, there's plenty of reasons to think and feel that way. But once it does get back and sports are back, don't you believe, though, that it'll make it that much bigger because of the way that people are? I mean, there are people in politics and outside of the sports world that are saying that sports being back is something that the country needs for, like, mental health purposes and the importance of it once, you know, the pandemic and is survived and, you know, we get past all of this, it may make it even more of a Goliath. And maybe it's not a bubble popping, but it's a deflation of the balloon. And then it's going to take it and blow it right back up and expand even more and more.
You know, call me crazy of this. I don't think things are going to be, whatever this new normal is going to be next with athletics and sports and looking at it and the way our industries are, this is going to change everything moving forward. When I mean everything, how we interact with people, what we do at our businesses, our cleaning habits, our shaking of hands, all the things that we used to just take for granted, being able to just, hey, I'll just jump on this channel or I'll just go on over here. We'll do all those things. You're going to think twice. I mean, find me a person that doesn't just walk outside their house and immediately look at the person across the street and go, oh my gosh, get away from me.
Yeah. So you're under the belief of like it this won't isn't have a doomsday return to the normalcy
no,
of
no
of
no
old.
This will be a different world. It's gonna be everything
slow,
changes,
but I think we'll get back to it.
It's not a negative. Yeah. This isn't a negative. There's always a progression of things have changed. Winds mm-hmm. of change is okay. It yeah. really is sometimes. I'm not saying it's always for the best, but sometimes with sports, you mean to tell me there was a discrepancy when we're seeing guys getting paid these exorbitant salaries and these coaches and collegiately? The college model is the one I'm looking forward to the most. The professional model, I can understand holding fort, but collegiately, you can't argue that college was such an overbiased, overblown, massive amounts of money with coaches' salaries and the way that players were held to fighting for their name, image, and likeness and starting to see a shift. And then all of a sudden, there's just like, bang. Can you imagine a 30% revenue bump? Can you imagine losing all your Olympic sports? I'm in all of them.
Yeah.
You mentioned yesterday, what was LSU's numbers on their total revenue for the year?
They made $56 million in football. I think it was like $1.6 in basketball and then $500,000 in baseball. And then their other 14 sports combined to lose $24 yeah. million. Dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Without that, there has to be some sort of balance or change of how the NCAA is formed and how it's being so, so heavily swayed towards the top end. Heavily swayed. And I know maybe as we progress further, there might be a mindset of how important are sports at the college level? Well, they're massively important. It's all about how the enrollment is and winning and all the things that you like to see when you go to a school. You like good sports. You like all those things that are there. You like having the excitement of knowing that your college is really good. Like Oregon this year, our Pac-12 champs in those three main sports is an incredible feat that just doesn't happen. That just doesn't, you just, oh, I'll take that for granted. That doesn't happen. That's a big deal. But watching all this revenue drop, it's not a sky's falling mentality. I'm just thinking of how yeah. imbalanced sports has been this decade, and maybe there needs to be a little bit more of a balance.
There will be, but I also think that it'll get blown way out of the water because look at the programming that networks are even putting on right now on the weekends. Without sports, they're not showing reruns of Seinfeld on Fox again, or you know, they're not throwing on old episodes of The Office. What's happening is you're showing replays of Super Bowls on Fox during the main day part of a weekend during this time. And I think that, you know, when you look at television and the entertainment value of it, I think that's where it's going to come back when normalcy returns to the financial markets and in economically, you know, whatever that may be. And it won't surge to a big swing up like we were at before. But I think you're going to see those TV networks, which are the ways that our sports are funded. Let's not kid ourselves. It's multi-billion dollar contracts yeah. in college and in professional sports. They're going to say, you're already seeing how important they feel it is by showing replays of games that are decades old right
look,
now.
We're 2 weeks
they're
in.
They're going to throw way more
We're two
money
weeks
at
in
it.
And there's a whole industry and a whole group trying to figure out how to move forward and how to prepare for no athletics.
Yeah.
We have things being canceled months ahead of time. We have the powers that be tell us this is going to be 18 months potentially, and then there couldn't be anything. There could be months upon months of growth and fear and all those things that are out there. It's going to change tremendously. What normal is it going to be like? I sometimes sit back and I go, okay, I can't control it, so I can't worry about it. But reality is, the way athletics is, boy, you start to miss it. You know, I said it a week ago. I was like, well, I don't really know how important it is. I'm starting to kind of settle in is that once you're in that, and you live it, and you miss it, and you see it. That old adage is you don't know what you miss till it's gone. And right now, miss it.
Yeah,
a lot.
Listening to old Boys to Men songs, getting sad about relationships of past.
Oh, it's
it
not.
Kind of feels that way.
It is, and we're you know that's just. Well, it's a little scary.
It is.
We can't always sit there and hide behind the fact that reality and pretend like reality isn't happening, and everybody's jobs are being things, and there's not scare and fear and everything, but I'm trying to bring this winds of emotion onto this, but we do sports.
Mm.
And without it, what do we do?
We talk about Tiger King.
No.
Oh,
we
no.
don't.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't. We That's a great point. I like the idea, though. I mean, it's something that needs to be discussed, because will it affect the sports bubble and where the landscape of sports go? Because we were on the verge of talking about $40 million a year quarterbacks for the high-end quarterback. Heck, Dak Prescott, we were talking about him as over $35 million is what he was asking for.
Yeah.
For Dak Prescott.
It can't continue on this growth pattern.
No.
It can. It's not sustainable.
I've thought that for years, that there's not going to be, there will be a reset in this. I didn't think that this would be the reason why it happened. There is not a single person that thought this would be the reason in the way that it happened. But hey, it happens in the world works in mysterious ways. And this may be the mysterious way that it does reset that sports market. It's a fascinating thing to think about, no doubt about it. But as all of this is happening, business is still going on in the NFL. And boy, Adam Schefter, we played the audio of him criticizing the NFL for it yesterday.
Isn't he outraged for some reason?
Well, it's because the GMs are.
Yeah.
And his sources. But business is going on, and Alden Smith, he didn't get a second chance. He got his third chance. Justifying the bad guys on your team. Does the person matter to you? 55305, that's the fan text line. We'll dive into Alden Smith. He has signed a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. That after Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.